From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. Active winter weather will continue throughout the VPR listening region this weekend. No big storms are in the offing, but we will be embedded in west-southwesterly channeled flow with numerous disturbances riding along a stationary polar frontal boundary set up from the Midwest through the Ohio Valley, then across New England. An extended period of generally light wintry precipitation should lay down several inches of snow over far northern Vermont, extreme northern New Hampshire, and southern Quebec. While an initial light snowfall will give way to mixed wintry precipitation or rain showers over southern sections of Vermont and New Hampshire, as well as New York State from the Adirondacks southward and northwestern Massachusetts. At this time, over far northern sections, snowfall totals of 3 to 7 inches appear likely from tonight into early Monday morning. There may be some locally higher totals or Mount Orford in southern Quebec. Over far southern sections, an initial snowfall of 1 to 3 inches at lower elevations, was possible along the high peaks of the southern greens, will be followed by mixed precipitation or rain showers Saturday afternoon onward. The midday weather map shows high pressure with its main center south of Nantucket, shifting eastward. A smaller bubble of high pressure is a little north of Ottawa, just to the north of a dissipating stationary front that extends back to Georgian Bay. This front is one of several pinwheeling around a deep vortex parked over northern Hudson Bay. It's pulling repeated surges of Arctic air southward into the north-central United States, with thinning extrusions of the same then oozing eastward across extreme southern Ontario, far southern Quebec, and northern through central New England, ourselves included. A little south of that is the main polar front, running from the Pacific Northwest through northern Colorado currently, then snaking down the eastern slope of the Colorado Rockies into extreme northwest Texas, before curving back northwestward through a wave of low pressure just east of Gary, Indiana. From there, it continues as a warm front through Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Snow, on the light side, is streaking northeastward ahead of that wave and will overspread our listening region from the southwest later this afternoon and evening. In the strong southwesterly flow aloft in which this initial disturbance is embedded, there will be marked shadowing in the Champlain Valley and, to a lesser extent, downwind of the southern greens. More general precipitation will break out tomorrow and continue through tomorrow night, as a couple more disturbances now over Wyoming and western Nebraska race eastward, then northeastward, toward and over us. They'll grab hold of more substantial moisture, but also draw warmer air northward with them. This should lead to the anticipated change in precipitation type over the listening region up to about Route 2 by late tomorrow. Another flat wave of low pressure will make a run through the region Sunday and Sunday night along this frontal boundary, but I'll deal with the details of that on tomorrow's midday forecast. In the meantime, here are the short-term details. This afternoon, cloudy, with a chance of snow showers mostly west and south. Highs in the 20s, a south to southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with periods of light snow, 1 to 3 inches, except less than an inch in the Champlain Valley. Lows in the teens north, 20 to 25 south, a light south wind except light and variable in wind-sheltered valleys. Tomorrow, steady snow developing north, mixing with rain or sleet in the afternoon up to about Route 2. Accumulation 1 to 3 inches additional. Snow showers south, changing to sleet or rain showers in the afternoon, additional accumulation a trace to 2 inches. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s north, and ranging through the 30s to low 40s south, a light south to southwest wind. Mixed precipitation south and central and light snow far north will continue Saturday night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with an eye on the sky.